Hello and welcome to the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast. I'm Kathy Love. I started life as an OT, had an amazing, crazy private practice which I sold. And what I do now is help allied health business owners create a business that serves them, the time, the money, the joy that they absolutely deserve. And this is where my idea for the podcast started. What I want to do is to capture how hard allied health business owners in Australia work to achieve their dreams, to support their teams, to create amazing outcomes for their clients. So sit back, beverage of choice, drive safely, walk carefully, however you're listening in, and I hope you absolutely enjoy.
Dear listeners, it's Kathy Love. How are you? Got a bit of an update with some of the thinking and doing that we've been doing behind the scenes at NACAP Consulting. I'll give you a little bit of background first because it's really, really relevant here. As you know, we offer a complimentary power call, and we love that business owners very, very readily book on in and get in for a bit of a chat. And we have big conversations and small and medium ones. They're all super, super relevant and absolutely wonderful. We just love offering this. And what we've noticed over the last 3 to 6 months, perhaps even out to 9 months, is a lot of power calls coming from business owners who are in startup phase, by whatever definition you want to put to that. But they're in startup phase and or they're in the early developmental stages of business. You can hear the OT coming through in that statement, can't you? But what has really excited us about these particular power calls is that the business owners are quite clear that they want to get on the track really, really fast. They want to really kind of run that blue line to the finish flag as effectively and efficiently and really sustainably. We hear the word sustainable all the time. It's one of our values. So maybe my ears are just prickled up to it all the way. But these startups and early businesses, you know, these are businesses sort of under 5 years, perhaps. They're really coming to us wanting guidance for how to avoid the typical pitfalls and mistakes that they've probably seen some of their colleagues and other allied health business owners make, okay? I really wish that I had someone in my corner in the early days of business, because it was just mistake after mistake after mistake and just kept stalling and stalling on a few of the more operational fronts of the business. And so back to this word sustainability, we're kind of hearing that where that people are wanting help to really enjoy their business and look forward to going to work and to be able to put in really good foundations so that there is sustainability there. There's personal, commercial, team, client sustainability kind of, you know, running through as one of the pillars of the business. And so we've been kind of gathering our notes, thinking, planning. There have been sticky notes. There have been whiteboards. There has been, you know, many sketchbooks. Some of you know that I love a good sketchbook and the colour pens. So we have been listening very carefully. We've been thinking very deeply. We've been planning very creatively as we do. And we kind of put that together with our, you know, forever commitment of helping allied health business owners create business brilliance for themselves and for their teams and most importantly for their clients as well. So we've come up with a new program. It's called Thrive 90, which gives you a bit of a clue to what it's about. Thrive 90, the business growth activator. Let's just dig into that a little bit. And it is, as it sounds, a 90-day super structured program that brings you specialist allied health business coaching with myself, Kathy Love, and Chantal Roberts. And it brings together a community of like-minded allied health business owners. And we know what happens when allied health business owners hang out together. Amazing things. But we're also bringing you really practical, cherry-picked content that will really kind of put out those stepping stones to where you want to be tracking in those early days of business. And so we've sort of really tested the model, and we've really kind of flipped it around and looked at the way we're going to deliver it and looked at how we facilitate together, Chantel and I, and we've spent a lot of time looking at the content. And the content really needs to solve some key problems, doesn't it? And the key problem that comes into our ears day after day is how business owners are currently working in the business as clinicians rather than on the business as directors. And increasingly, we're meeting people who want that to change up, and they really, really know they need to do it. But boy, oh boy, it's really hard, isn't it? It's really challenging. But you end up running two full-time jobs. You're running as a full-time clinician, you're running as a full-time business owner, team leader, supervisor. And meanwhile, the operations get a little loosey-goosey. Meanwhile, the business plan gets a bit dusty, and you end up just being unsure of where to next, because there sometimes comes a point when your organic growth just stalls. We also hear, and our heart goes out day after day to wonderful allied health business owners like you listening now, the extent to which you're overworked and underpaid. And where are those financial results that you really deserve on the flip side of all the effort you put in, those financial results to support the lifestyle that you kind of signed up to when you went into allied health business in the first place? We also hear that allied health business owners are often quite unsure of how money works in their business, and that we've just got to get past the point that the financial success of your business is more than just what's in the bank. And so this is where we are going to get into strengthening your financial fitness, learning to love your numbers, so that there is a degree of comfort to go to your profit and loss, your balance sheet, your cash flow, your budgets. We're here to make lovable numbers, okay? So that's a problem that we want to solve as well. In terms of marketing, we continue to hear a significant dependency on word of mouth, and this gets you so far, and it's okay when you've sort of got an established team and it's individual word of mouth, but as teams are turning over and more clinicians are coming in and word of mouth gets a little diluted, it also gets diluted because there's so many businesses in startup and in early development mode as well, and they may be getting themselves front and center of those referrers who have referred to you for years and years and years. If they haven't heard from you for a while, they just may not know quite what's going on. So we want to challenge and just broaden the opportunities for marketing beyond word of mouth. So we've had some good thinking and got some good stuff there for you as well. And I guess these last couple of points kind of come together in a way that there is this sense of overworked and underpaid. There is this sense of, you know, the business outrunning you. There is a sense of, well, we'll just keep going on, you know, organic growth. It should be okay. There's enough work there. But there comes a time, and I hear about this quite a bit when I speak with people who are, you know, coming through to work with us, that there perhaps comes a time in business when the business has actually grown faster than you have. The business has grown faster and exceeded your capabilities. It might have exceeded your confidence as well. And this totally happens. I know this certainly happened to me in the early days of business. And we want to sort of manage that with you. We really want to help you navigate through that sense of overwhelm, and really kind of stock up your toolkit with really practical skills, enhanced knowledge, and much greater confidence to be able to kind of pull the management and director and leadership tools out and apply them to the business as well. So a couple of the other key problems, I hope that makes sense. A couple of the other key problems that we've noticed is recruitment, like no big surprises there. But we're super excited by what our clients are achieving. Just heard some extra good news from one of our members today, you know, X number of multiple applications for a job that literally went up in about 48 hours. So this is cool. We've got some good recipes on this that we'll share with you. And so the problems that we see is that business owners are not getting applicants for all of their recruitment efforts. And so my question always is, what are you not doing yet? Okay, because it needs to be way more than a CCAD. No surprises there as well. So yes, there are workforce challenges, and it is possible to recruit, but you need to do it very, very differently now to grow your dream team, to serve those clients, to grow your business as well. Retention is a key piece as well. And I guess retention is really, really interesting. I'd totally love to run a day conference on retention and what people want. But I think that business owners need to kind of shift from the please like me, please stay. What do I have to do to make sure that you don't go? And hoping that the current team are happy enough and will stay long enough is just no longer strategic enough as a retention, as an approach to retention. And so, you know, one of the biggest screams in that retention piece is the career progression opportunities, is the guidance and training and supports that you can get as well. And it's really cool when you actually start to look at this and get creative with it, you know. There is more to upping salaries, and we all know where they're skyrocketing at the moment as well.
Hey there. Okay, it's time for a breather. Did you know about our Allied Health Biz Quiz? This is not just any quiz. It's a roadmap to growth, tailored specifically for Allied Health business owners like you. Hundreds of business owners have taken our free quiz and received their own customized report. And if you have already, kudos to you. We hope you found it useful. But if you haven't yet, our free quiz takes less than 6 minutes to complete. It asks a series of questions based on our tried and trusted business accelerators. Think of the Allied Health Biz Quiz as a tool to measure where you're at, what's working, and how to build on what you already have. This quiz isn't about pointing out what's wrong with your business. It's about setting standards, measuring progress, and uncovering areas for improvement. Complete the Allied Health Biz Quiz today. You'll receive your own detailed customized report loaded with practical suggestions to help you get the best business brilliance outcomes. You can find the link in the show notes or on our website at naker.com.au. And now it's back to the conversation.
Running a business isn't just about setting up shop and becoming complacent. It's about showing up for ourselves and our clients with a commitment to continuous improvement. We have to be honest with ourselves about where we're at and where we're going. That means identifying strengths and weaknesses so we can improve. After all, if we're remaining stagnant, how can we scale and build the business and life of our dreams? That's where the NACAR Consulting Allied Health Biz Quiz comes in. We're not talking horoscopes and horoscopia. This questionnaire is the perfect starting point for you to begin identifying your strengths, needs, and blind spots as an allied health business owner. The process is simple. Answer the 14 questions and we'll send you a personalized report that includes actionable steps for you to start taking your business to the next level. Ready to take your business into your own hands? Take the NACAR Consulting Allied Health Biz Quiz today.
Another thing that we noticed that we really wanted to get in and have some conversation around is this tendency for sort of same old therapy services, same old services. And I just wonder whether the workday gets a bit stale and everyone gets a little ho-hum about things. And I guess in not quite these words, we sort of hear that a lot of businesses are wanting to shift their service delivery model. They kind of know they really have to stay fresh and contemporary, maybe even viable at times as well. But gee whiz, that's a big piece of work. We've seen our members do that. It's a big piece of work and it can work beautifully. But when you're at this idea stage of, oh my gosh, we need to do our services differently, how on earth do you start? How on earth do you even start to envisage and reimagine what this could look like? And where even is the start? Like, where are the starting blocks on this? But innovation is the name of the game, hey? And we'll be bringing this spirit of innovation right throughout Thrive 90, our business growth activator, because we think it's really, really important as well. So there's some of the, I think I should probably add about systems as well. We love a good system. Those of you, and you know, hundreds of you have been to our masterclasses over the last couple of years. Hundreds of you have worked with us. You all know that we love a good system and we're very proud of our systems, but not all businesses are systemized and automated to the extent that we are. And I think systems are a key part to efficiency, huge part to recruitment and retention as well. And we really do not want a 90-day Thrive 90 program to pass it by without us getting systems and actually how to make them easier onto that agenda as well. They're just so important for quality, for consistency, for strong foundations, for cross-training team and key person dependency. I could go on and on. And you could probably hear me waving my arms around with the excitement of systems as well. So we've really, you know, this is what we've been listening to in the last few months. These are the sort of queries we're getting both from our members, but also from people coming through on Power Calls, having strategy sessions with us as well. So we've put together Thrive 90 Business Growth Activator with a lot of practical content, and we're going to do a lot of co-working. You're going to have the opportunity to work with Chantel and I live on tasks that have got a very direct line of sight to practical application and practical improvement in your businesses as well. So the Thrive 90 Business Growth Activator is absolutely ideal for newer businesses who want to avoid the traps that they've seen other businesses make and they want to get it right from the get-go. It's for business owners who know they really need to shift up their management skills and leadership skills in order to reclaim their time and money and joy. It's also for those that know that they really need to get out of the clinician mode and really on that flight path to director mode as well. But they may not know how to. Key director duties is almost topic number one, but I don't want to give too much away. It's also for business owners who are in the earlier developmental phases who really want to build strong foundations to a business that they grow and ideally scale as well. It's also a program for businesses that may be wanting to grow faster and sell sooner, okay? So just something to sort of think about. And if you're sort of thinking here, oh, my gosh, this sounds really good, I hope you're thinking that. I haven't even told you what's in the box or the topics yet, but I'll get to that in a minute. Many of you, we just know how many thousands of you listen to the podcast and we know how many hundreds come into our masterclasses. We know that you totally trust yourselves as to whether you're an ideal client to come in and work with us. And we particularly love working with allied health businesses who are serving participants in the NDIS scheme. We know the NDIS really well. And with Chantel Robards on our team, I'll tell you a bit about her in a minute, we are just living and breathing NDIS like never before. We also love working with allied health business owners who have a real sparkly entrepreneurial mindset. And for us, part of that is being ready, willing, and able to make changes in their businesses and that they're open to that and that they're really coachable. We also love working with business owners for whom failure is not an option. It is onwards and upwards, okay? And tomorrow is going to be better than yesterday because they really do not want to go back to a day job and being employed somewhere else. As I mentioned before, we love working with business owners, and this is an expression we use a lot. Those business owners who are ready to roll up their sleeves and get the good work done and implement in a really, really good, timely, effective way in their businesses. So we're expecting to see our business owners come in on the 90 days and really shift gears towards being more of a business owner and really kind of driving the business to the destination that they want. They're going to come in and leave with more effective marketing systems other than word of mouth. They're going to participate in the program and gather a much more deeper understanding of their numbers. They're going to have more meaningful numbers. They're going to be able to use more of their numbers to make better decisions, to get better results through their business as well. They're going to be upskilling themselves in their personal selves, their personal leadership, and personal development plans so that they continue to grow faster than the business. They're going to get some really cool industry intel on recruiting and growing and retaining your dream team so that you can serve more clients and grow the business as well. And all of that strengthens that vibrant culture that we know you want in your businesses and is just so critically important as well. We're going to have some really good conversation about service delivery models that kick business, team, client goals, but feel really right for you and are a good expression of who you are and your values and what you do in your businesses. We are, as I said, we're going to get into systems, life-changing systems that really bring in quality, consistency, and add massive commercial value to your business as well. But we also really want to ignite that growth mindset, that spirit of optimism that will really help you bring change very effectively and very strategically through your teams. So it's an all-round kind of program, okay? We want you to come and work with us and stay working with us potentially, but we really want you to have an environment for growing your confidence. We're wanting to provide a community where you're supported to implement and take action and get measure those results. We're wanting an environment where you're proud of your achievements and you've got a cheer squad tracking right along beside you for the 90 days. We're wanting you to kind of get more comfy in the driver's seat of your business so that you have got a, you've got a destination and you've got a bit of a map for how to get there as well. So it's exciting. It's exciting. So by this point, you may have even, you know, muted me and gone and had a look at some landing page that is very, very nearby. I hope that you have to get all of the details. So what's in the Thrive 90 Business Activator Box? We get to work together every week for 12 weeks. So there's 12 90-minute coaching sessions, but it's more than coaching. Okay, we are really getting down to practical tasks and we're co-working and we're working on projects together and using all of the amazing talent that's going to be in the room. Chantal Robard is a registered and practicing speech pathologist and a coach here at Naked Consulting. Okay, she has got the most incredible working knowledge of the NDIS and the provider scene therein. I'm Kathy Love, Director and Allied Health Business Coach at Naked Consulting, an OT by background, and I've already started, scaled and sold my first business many years ago. We're going to bring in some extra guests that we haven't quite roped in yet, but they're going to be awesome and they're going to be people that we really, really enjoy speaking and working with. All of the sessions are going to be recorded, but you will totally want to join live in order to participate and get the most out of the program. Pepper us and your new colleagues with questions to your heart's desire and get this co-working done throughout the program in collaboration with Chantal Roberts and myself, Kathy. You're going to get a really good 24/7 Facebook community, and there'll be a lot of extra bonus materials going into there as well. So just to give you a little taste of the trainings that we're going to be doing, taming your time, anyone up for some time management, embracing your director role, clarifying your future direction, attracting your ideal clients, learning to love your numbers. See, I told you, we can help you fall in love with your numbers. Strengthening your financial fitness, recruiting your remarkable team, developing your outstanding people, creating delighted clients, shifting from surviving, from personally surviving to thriving, systemizing, made simple, and really the crux of this program, Thrive 90 Business Growth Activator, is about activating you and therefore accelerating your business. So you've probably got the gist that we are really, really excited about this and we can't wait to get in the Zoom room with you, a 90-day program specifically for allied health businesses. primarily for those business owners that are in the earlier day of business. But if you've liked what you've heard and you've been in business for years and years, but you really want a top up on your management leadership skills, totally click on through and come in and join us. It's a great way for you to get some industry insights, to get access to us as sounding boards, to get some accountability, but best of all, you are getting our best thinking and our best support as we work through a very practical, very actionable curriculum as such. All righty. I think by now you've probably got a ton of questions. It might be a little bit difficult for me to answer them in this podcast environment, but you are very welcome to jump into a power call to discover a little bit more. But please take a look at the program page, and we look forward to having you thriving with us for our Thrive 90 Business Growth Activator.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. For the show notes and other resources, our webinar replays, they're all available over on naker.com.au. And if you're loving what you're listening to, please subscribe. We don't want you to miss out on a single thing. And if you want others to get the same benefit that you've had from listening into these episodes, please share this episode and any of the others forward to any of your other allied health business colleagues. And we are totally here for you. Don't forget for a moment that you can jump on in and book that power call, and we can see how we can help you get the best of business done. Looking forward to seeing you there.